Techno Progressivo. You are listening to Techno Progressivo on 101.9 CITR in Vancouver.
Welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh. You're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. It's summertime and the show abounds with bass and beats. I've got an excellent guest mix tonight from local DJ Nancy Drew, and she shows off her techno chops. I will get to that shortly, but first let's check out this week's track of the week. Let's head to Toronto for a Carlo Leo remix of the Saeed Yunan track, Exist. Enjoy. Okay, Carlo Leo brings the drums in that remix. The track is called Exist. It's good. Check it out at your favorite retailer. On to the feature for tonight's show. I'm going to be showcasing local talent in upcoming episodes. And this kicks off tonight with local techno DJ Nancy Drew. I was fortunate to interview her about DJing and the local scene, and let's check out what she had to say. This is DJ Waugh speaking to BC-based producer Nancy Drew. She's a mainstay of the local techno scene and has played an enviable list of gigs such as Bass Coast in the interior of BC, MuTech in Montreal, and STFU in Helsinki and Glasgow, to name a few. It's my pleasure to be speaking to her. This is Nancy Drew. So to start off with, how would you define your sound?
I would define my sound. I mean, it's definitely informed by my IDM days, so it's kind of trippy, syncopated. It can be dark. I basically like to try and bring people into a trance, I suppose, but I don't actually play trance music. Okay. It would definitely be like Berlin-inspired dark, you know, for the most part.
And would you say your sound has evolved or changed since you began, or would you say it's something that sort of stayed fairly similar over the duration of your time doing this?
I think I've branched out a lot more. Like, I used to only play dark techno, and now I definitely have got some house music gigs under my belt, so it's definitely changed over time, yeah.
And is there anything about growing up and life on the West Coast that inspired you to play the type of music that you do?
Yeah, I mean, I guess before Facebook, before anything like this, I played IDM, and I was on a website called EM41 back in the 90s, pretty much, or maybe the 2000s, but it was a lot of Europeans, and so I really got into that sound way back then. And I guess I just was kind of lucky enough to find a community that wasn't necessarily geographical back then. And it was, definitely inspires a lot of my sound now, for sure.
Okay, and did you have any early musical training that sort of pushed you this way as well, or was it just sort of something you found?
Something I found. I don't actually have, I mean, my family is very musical. Everybody else in my family actually knows instruments. I'm the only one who doesn't. But I basically decided when I was younger that I wanted to play music, and without a knowledge of it, but always being a computer nerd, I was like, I basically decided, I have a cousin actually in Winnipeg who is also a computer nerd, and so he kind of taught me the basics, and I kind of went from there. And so I've always been really comfortable with technologies, so yeah.
Okay, and when you first started out, what was the club scene in Vancouver like?
When I first started out, it was a little more diverse, I would say, than it is now. I mean, we've definitely had our suffering of venues. A lot of venues, especially recently, have shut down. But even in the time I've started, the way I started DJing, actually, was that my friends and I decided to put on a night called Bonsai, and it was in a little restaurant. We were trying to kind of recreate some feelings of this place in Vancouver that used to exist called the Sugar Refinery. And we wanted to kind of have a supper club, so to speak, for techno. And so my friends talked me into DJing. At this point, I wasn't DJing, and they were like, you can do this because you're a nerd. And I've been doing online radio before that, so I already had like kind of a taste already, I guess. And so, yeah, we started that night there. We did that for a couple of years, maybe three. And I think, though, back then it used to be a lot more underground. Like, I would say, like, I think it's really gotten a lot more above ground these days. And I know that has to do with the price of real estate in the city. But I feel like there used to be a lot more kind of warehouse raves and sketchy places that people used to congregate. And it's not like that anymore.
And then in recent years prior to COVID, where were you able to play, or where were you able to find a venue to express yourself?
I played a lot at Open Studios. I was most recently playing at Dolly. That was like pretty much my last gig before COVID. I've played at the Imperial. I would say Open Studios was one of my favorites for sure. It's unfortunately shut down because it's gone for good. It's not going to reopen, but that was basically it. Yeah.
Okay, and then over the past year and a half with COVID, how have you been able to share mixes with people?
I have done a couple of live streams. I found it a little depressing, to be honest, because I really feed off audiences, and not having that was something I didn't enjoy. So I haven't done a ton of that, but I have been, you know, recording mixes on my laptop and kind of just sending them out to people as they ask for them and things like that. Yeah.
And when you are performing, what's the live setup that you do? Are you like a 2CDJ person, or are you running off of Ableton or something along those lines?
I'm a 2CDJ person. I used to use Traktor, and I used to bring my laptop to all my shows, but I had two computers that got destroyed at gigs, and so I quickly decided that I should probably not be using my own gear anymore. Okay. And so I now use CDJs for the most part.
Okay, and when you are performing a set, how much of that is planned in advance? Or are you kind of just kind of on the fly the whole time?
I generally make a loose framework of what I'm going to play, and I generally do select songs I'm going to play, but I don't really practice the order or anything too much. I mean, it really is... Sometimes I might have a plan set, and I'll throw it all out the window if the crowd isn't, you know, I really do react off my crowds, so.
And then when you program a set, are you sort of back-to-back with the same, with different tracks, or do you mix snippets of, like, hi-hats and bass lines across other tracks, or what's your approach?
It's mostly back-to-back, but, I mean, sometimes I definitely will let some mixes last quite a long time and really kind of create something new from the two songs, yeah.
Okay,
and sometimes three songs. If I have more than one, if I have more than two CDJs, I will use more, so, yeah.
Okay, and then how does that work for you? Do you find it hard to kind of keep track of what is playing in which CDJ, or are you able to keep track of that quite easily?
Oh, I mean, that's easy. Yeah, I can keep track of that, no problem.
Over your career, are there any countries or specific clubs or events that you have absolutely loved to play at and possibly want to play at in the future?
That Mutech gig was really fun back in the day, and in Helsinki, that was a fantastic show. That venue was out of control, and the crowd there was really open to new sounds. That was probably one of my favorite shows. But also, you know, like Bass Coast, I always would love to play Bass Coast again. That people there are just so much. It's just such a great energy and stuff like that. So yeah.
Okay. And then on the flip side of that, have you ever had a gig go horribly wrong?
And
do you care to elaborate?
Oh boy, it's personal, but it's a funny story. So I had to play a gig where the sound tech was my ex, and it was a kind of a recent breakup, and it definitely affected my ability to play.
Okay.
And it was a mess. That was a mess. That's the one I don't like to remember.
Can you tell me one or two producers or DJs whom you really admire and why?
I'm a big fan of Rebecca. I think she plays, first of all, she plays amazing music, and secondly, she's very open about her her struggles and her sober. She's sober and all the. She's very personable and she's very open, and I really like that about her. Paula Temple's probably one of my favorites too, and I had the pleasure of meeting her once, and we really had some really deep discussions about politics and feminism and stuff, and it was fantastic. So that's probably my favorite too.
As a female in this industry, have you ever had issues of people not being particularly welcoming to you because of your gender, or has it been decent for the most part?
I would say that happened more in the past. It's definitely in the last 10 years gotten a lot less frequent, but I have had for sure people. I've had some bad experiences for sure.
What is your vision for the future of yourself in DJing?
I'm trying to get back into producing a little bit more of dance music. I kind of have been doing a lot of ambient, and I really do want to kind of try and make more creations and maybe do some more, like you were mentioning earlier, like doing some more kind of live remixing and bringing in hi-hats and string things along a little bit differently. I would really like that. I would love to make it a full-time career. I don't really see that being an option living here. I'm not really planning to move anytime soon, so I think that that's a limitation that I have become comfortable with. But I want to keep doing it for a long time. I've always loved music. I've always been involved in music since I was in university. I've always been somehow involved in electronic music, and I don't plan to stop anytime soon.
Is there anything you want to promote right now?
I'm actually playing an ambient set on August 28th at the Fire Hall Art Center in Vancouver. So that's going to be a nice little... I'm going to mostly play my own stuff, but I probably will do a little bit of a DJ set too, but more ambient. And then in September, I'm possibly playing a rave, but that's not confirmed yet, so I guess I can't really... There's not too much to promote yet, but there hopefully will be more in the future as things start to open up.
Okay, this has been Nancy Drew. She'll be back with a vengeance once the local club scene starts to reopen again. In the meantime, a full list of Nancy Drew web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. So thank you very much for doing this.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke weed every day. Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
I'm DJ Waugh, this is Techno Progressivo, the station is 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. You've heard the Nancy Drew interview, now let's check out her mix. It's true underground techno and IDM. Full track list and a collection of Nancy Drew web links can be found at Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Enjoy the trip.
call it transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psy trance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
We are all done for another episode of Techno Progressivo. Thank you so much to Nancy Drew for interviewing with me and for putting together such a good mix. If you've enjoyed it, be sure to head down to the Fire Hall on the 28th to check out our ambient set there. A link for that show, along with more Nancy Drew web links and a track list for her mix, can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. If you've enjoyed the show and want to check it out again, please head to CITR.ca and the Techno Progressivo show page. Alternatively, you can go to Apple Podcasts. Before I head off, let's set the controls in the time machine for this week's track from the past. Let's hop back 13 years in time to 2008 for an uplifting number from local prog act Shiloh. The track is Boogie Nights. Enjoy this, and I'll see you back here in 2 weeks.